And the door into this country has been opened just a sliver for Iraqi refugees. The U.S. has pledged to accept 7,000 Iraqis in fiscal year 2007. But since last October, only 719 have been admitted. Christelle Yunus with the group Refugees International joins us in our studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
If the United States has pledged to take these 7,000 people, why have so few been admitted?
Well, there have been a lot of obstacles, the first of which has been a lack of political will. Since the very beginning of this crisis, the United States government has shown very little willingness to really move forward on this issue. Now, thankfully, the State Department has started taking it on, but we're still seeing a lot of reluctance from the highest parts of this administration to really tackle the problem the way it should be tackled.
And does that mean not enough resources, not enough people to do screening? What exactly?
Certainly, both of this, and also a lack of leadership. Right now, basically, the Department of Homeland Security has finally put together a screening process that they deem adequate for Iraqis. But for a long time, there were disputes between DHS and the State Department. And the problem really is a matter of resources, of course, but it's also because there hasn't been enough leadership coming from the highest level of the State Department and from the White House.
If I'm an Iraqi in Iraq and I want to get asylum into the U.S., what do I have to do? What's the process?
Well, there is no way to get a refugee status while you are still inside Iraq. For the moment, the administration is totally opposed to having any form of in-country processing. So really, the only way would be to get out of the country and apply at one of the UNHCR offices, the High Commissioner for Refugees offices in Jordan or Syria. The problem, however, is that now Jordan has closed its borders and Syria has very recently closed its borders as well. So basically, people are now trapped. They have no way out.
And if I've managed to get to one of those countries, at some point U.S. screening comes in, security screening in particular?
Absolutely. The first step is basically registration with the High Commissioner for Refugees offices. Once they have determined that you are indeed a refugee and have a well-founded fear of persecution, they conduct several interviews to verify your story, verify your contacts, etc. Then when they decide that you are a candidate for resettlement based on several criteria for vulnerability, they refer you to embassies. Once a refugee has been referred to a U.S. embassy, he undergoes, again, a series of screenings from the Department of Homeland Security to check his information, etc. It has to be said that coming in on a refugee visa to the United States is one of the hardest ways to come into this country.
For the refugees who are in Jordan or Syria, do they also have to show not just that they have a fear of persecution in Iraq, but that it's not safe for them to stay where they are, that they need to come to the United States?
Absolutely. The criteria are based on whether these particular refugees will be able to integrate and adapt in the country of first asylum. So you have several criteria of vulnerability. One of them is women-headed household. It would be extremely difficult for a women-headed household, family with no man, to really be able to earn a living in Syria and Jordan. Unaccompanied minors are in a similar situation. It's going to be very difficult for them to integrate.
What about translators or other Iraqis who've worked for the United States in Iraq? Are they on any sort of fast track?
They are supposed to be, but unfortunately, it is only in Jordan that the U.S. has a program for fast-tracking. Basically, the U.S. has put in place an overseas processing entity to process those cases so as to skip the UNHCR side of the processing. But unfortunately, Jordan has closed its borders, so basically, people who haven't made it to Jordan have no way to apply. And for those who are inside Iraq, there is no solution at the moment.
The pace of admitting Iraqi refugees seems to be accelerating somewhat, and Homeland Security says it expects that 2,400 Iraqis per quarter will be admitted. Do you think that's realistic?
Well, we're certainly hoping it's going to happen. However, past experience has shown that the processing has been extremely slow. And now we have seen more than 500 people arriving in the month of August, which is more than in the rest of the year combined. So this is, of course, very encouraging. I think it is extremely ambitious to expect 2,400 per quarter. Certainly, I believe they can do it, but we really need to see the resources and we need to see the commitment to do that.
Christelle Yunus is an advocate with Refugees International. Ms. Yunus, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.